Truth Triumphant. Introduction. A much-neglected field of study has been opened by the research of the author into the history of the Christian Church from its apostolic origins to the close of the 18th century, taking as his thesis the prominence given to the Church in the wilderness in Bible prophecy, and the fact that the Church in the wilderness, and not the proud hierarchy enthroned in the world's great capital, was the true Church of Christ. He has spent years developing this subject. In its present form, Truth Triumphant represents much arduous research in the libraries of Europe as well as in America. Excellent ancient sources are most difficult to obtain, but the author has been successful in gaining access to many of them. To crystallize the subject matter and make the historical facts live in modern times, the author also made extensive travels through Europe and Asia. The doctrines of the primitive Christian Church spread to Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. As grains of mustard seed, they lodged in the hearts of many godly souls in southern France and northern Italy, people known as the Albigenses and the Waldenses. The faith of Jesus was valiantly upheld by the Church of the East. This term, as used by the author, not only includes the Syrian and Assyrian churches, but is also the term applied to the development of apostolic Christianity throughout the lands of the East. The Spirit of Christ, burning in the hearts of loyal men who would not compromise with paganism, sent them forth as missionaries to lands afar. Patrick, Columbanus, Marcos, and a host of others were missionaries to distant lands. They braved the ignorance of the barbarian, the intolerance of the apostate church leaders, and the persecution of the state in order that they might win souls to God. To unfold the dangers that were ever present in the conflict of the true church against error, to reveal the sinister working of evil and the divine strength by which men of God made truth triumphant, to challenge the remnant church today in its final controversy against the powers of evil, and to show the holy, unchanging message of the Bible as it has been preserved for those who will fear God and keep His commandments. These are the sincere aims of the author as he presents this book to those who know the truth. Merlin L. Neff.